Right. This is Monday, October 6th, and the topic this month is I'm not going to play that game
anymore.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Now, talking about I'm not going to play that game anymore, I typed off an email to our coordinator, Sue. Communications, I think, coordinator, she calls herself. And I wrote, I'm not going to play that game anymore. She wrote back and said, what game?
Well, yeah.
So I typed back and said, it doesn't matter. She typed back something else. Well, this went on and on until she finally discovered she forgot to look at the top, the line that says
subject.
Theme for the month. She never saw theme for the month, and she thought I was attacking her. I'm not going to play that game. What game? What did I do? So, it's funny, but you see how the mind goes? This is a wonderful example of mind. So we're not. Anyway, thank you all for coming. It's always nice to see so many gods and goddesses in one room. And I hope that's sinking in because this month is the title. I'm not going to play that game anymore. I hope we'll bring us through this whole thing and that you will really realize that you are one with this thing we call God, or you are one with this thing that we call the universe, and that that universe is absolutely behind you. It's absolutely powerful, and it absolutely wants you to have everything you desire. The only thing that's keeping us from getting what we want is our own mind. We set up a barrier, and we set that barrier up, and we use it for all kinds of things and all kinds of excuses and so forth. And we can't be too hard on ourselves because we learned all this stuff at a very small age, you see. And we accepted all this stuff when we were too young to know what we were doing. And we keep using our mind, we keep remembering those things. When you remember those things, the past and all, you don't want to remember, you see. That's the whole problem with our world today. We are repeating the past constantly because that's what we dwell on. Now, what can I tell you so that we can catch up here and find out? So many people are involved in this teaching. This teaching, science of the mind, has been around almost 100 years now. Now, New Thought has been around since day one. The Essenes knew all about thinking differently. And we forget all that stuff. But the present system that we're living under, when I say the present system, that means the mental construct that we are living among, in, and doing, and using, is over 40,000 years old. So we've been doing this, playing this game, for 40,000 years. The game is not working. You see, when we say race, mind, or collective consciousness and all, we buy into all this stuff because everyone else is doing it. And we buy into it because we can't think of a different way to do the whole system. And this is what this month is going to be about, getting a new system, clearing your mind of all those things that are not necessary for you to remember, getting rid of all the falsehoods that you've learned, getting rid of all the lies that you've swallowed, so that you can think your way out of the box that you put yourself in. And that's the difficult part. Most people, first of all, they don't know they're in a box, and second of all, they have no idea how to think their way out of the box. So they're completely caged in all the time, and your mind gets caged in, you see. So you have to open it. The other thing that's absolutely amazing is that this thing that we call quantum physics, and most people have heard of quantum physics, knows about quantum physics and all, it's over 100 years old. But most people have never heard of quantum physics. They have no idea what it's all about. And we're not taught that much about quantum physics. But if you're going to be in metaphysics, you better learn quantum physics and realize what's going on. The main thing to remember about quantum physics is it goes down to the very smallest particle so far that we can find. And from that small particle, everything is happening. Everything is happening. And the quantum field is also a field of possibilities. So what happens? What happens is we grew up and we were taught Newtonian physics. And there's nothing wrong with Newtonian physics, except it holds you in, it boxes you in, because you cannot think past the Newtonian laws. Newton came up with all this stuff and it made absolute sense. It still makes absolute sense. But what I'm trying to tell you is there's always more. And we have to learn where the more is and how to put it in there. Because quantum physics can contain Newtonian physics. But we have to go past all of that. Now, what do I mean by it? Does anyone know? I'll answer the question myself. When I say we live in a Newtonian world, still using Newton's laws, you see, that's what we're doing at the present moment. And what's wrong about that is there are other things out there that we're not looking at, we're not learning. To be in a Newtonian world means that you think the universe is mechanical. And we were taught that, but the universe works like a clock. Remember that in school? It's a clockmaker. Do you remember they called God the clockmaker? Does anyone go back that far? And this is where we get into confusion. Because we also get into confusion by the idea of cause and effect, people. We think this cause will give you that effect. Not necessarily so. In quantum physics, it's a crapshoot. You don't know what you're going to get back from that field of total possibilities. But you have to know what you're going to get back is the best thing for you. You see? That this universe wants to help you in all things. So, my suggestion to everyone, if you're striving and struggling and doing all that, give it up. Give up all that strife, all that struggle, all that. You don't know what you're doing. Turn it over to this thing called God or this thing called the universe and let that work for you. I told this story years ago. I was at a metaphysical retreat in Tennessee, and it was all mountains and it was beautiful. Anyway, I was walking through the woods and I walked out onto a precipice that overlooked this beautiful, beautiful valley, and so I thought, oh, this is wonderful. And all of a sudden I felt hands on my shoulders like this. Now, I did not turn around. I knew immediately what that was. I knew that that was the universe, or this thing we call God, or a spirit, whatever you want to call it. I knew perfectly well what it was. I also didn't turn around, but I knew it was the most beautiful human, or most beautiful being I've ever seen behind me. So this being said to me, you can use this for yourself. Dallas, I'm going to take care of you from now on because I'm better at it than you are. What I want for you is to enjoy your life and have fun. From that day forward, I never worried about anything. I know perfectly well that I'm being taken care of. You can do the same thing. Ask for this to come into your life. When you do that, give up the idea of Newtonian laws. Think of quantum physics. Think of metaphysics. Think of the universe as this absolutely friendly place that you're living in. An absolutely friendly place. And you see, in Newtonian physics, you don't get a pleasant place. Only in quantum physics or metaphysics do you get the peace of mind which passes all understanding. And this is what we're striving for. But we have to give up this idea, or as Paula likes to say, we have to get our bloated nothingness out of the way. That's from Emerson, by the way. So that we can allow this thing called the universe or God or Harry or Henry, I don't care what you call it, but you have to start believing that it is absolutely true and that you can use this thing, this power, to bring into your life what you want. You can bring healing into your life. You can bring all these things into your life. Now, why don't we do that type of thing? We never think, I do, but people probably do. I never think of going to a doctor. I think of the universe. And I think the universe knows how to take care of this. And the universe knows how to cure me. The universe knows all of this. You see, we're always giving our power away. We give it away to doctors. We give it away to medicine. We give our power to this person, to that person. You say, you must keep your power for yourself. You see? You must never let your mind say, I wonder what people are thinking about me. It makes no difference whatsoever. You must say to yourself, I know exactly what I am thinking. I know that my thinking is absolutely correct because the universe is working through me. The universe is working through me. This is how you use that. So the title, I'm not going to play that game anymore, is the idea you can use for anything that happens in your life. You run into somebody, they upset you. You allow your mind to say, oh, that person's a You have to say, I'm not going to play that game anymore. I'm going to remain calm, cool, collected, poised, and serene in all situations. They are not going to get my goat. But your mind wants to say yes. But you are allowed to do that because they were mean to you. They were nasty to you. They did this to you, Dallas. They did that to you. I don't care. I don't care what they do. I care what I do to myself. And if I have to immediately sit down and forgive them so that I don't get hooked up in the game, you see, and people want to draw you into a game all the time. This whole world is a game. All the institutions, all the systems we have set up is a game. And you often hear that. You must learn to play the game correctly. There's no way to play the game correctly. You can't do it. So you have to let those things go. You have to start to change your mind about everything. I told you this story a long time ago when I was in the Boy Scouts. And this is complete Newtonian. It's complete race mind. Their motto was, God first, others second, and self third. God first, others second, and self third. They're completely wrong. It has to be you, number one. You see? You're first. You see? Then others. Then God. See, God doesn't mind coming in third. God doesn't know any different than that. Now, we're afraid, you know, if we don't put God always at the top. Put yourself at the top. You are God, people. put yourself at the top of these things. So, metaphysics, religious science, science of mind, whatever you want to call it, is completely upside down thinking. Completely upside down from what you learned, what you were taught, and what you see out there in the world. So you have to see that and say, oh, I don't want to play that game. I'm not going to get into the jealousy. I'm not going to get into the hatred. I'm not going to get into all those lower vibrations. You see, they're absolutely base vibrations. You don't want those vibrations. You want vibrations of love and compassion, you see. And you have to get that to yourself. So you have to know that you're number one. And then you stop playing all the games. And you see the games constantly. As I get older and realize all the games that I played in my life. Family games, how we play with our families and so forth, you know. Now I don't do that stuff anymore. I don't play games. This is how I feel, this is what I see, and this is how I'm doing it. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care what you're doing. The other day, a yoga master said to me something, and I, oh, would you like to move over? The people in the back of the room can't see. I said, I don't care about the people in the back of the room. And, oh, did he ever go off on me? And I said, it didn't bother me. I said, I'm not playing this game, you know. Because he used the word should, you see. As soon as they use the word should, I know they're not a master. They're pretending. They're playing a game. I'm not playing that game with these people. I'm not doing it. They also maintain, you know, that anyone that's in athletical things, weights or whatever, you hear that expression, no pain, no gain. No pain, that's an absolute falsehood. Absolute falsehood. You don't have to have pain in order to grow a muscle. You don't have to do all that. But we buy into that. And we play that game out. You see? All those little things. And that's what we have to do, is we have to see, what are we telling ourselves? What have we been told that is absolutely not true. Absolutely not true. Brand name religions are constantly telling people that they are unworthy. Why you'd go to a church or an institution that told you you were unworthy is absolutely beyond my thinking, you know, because everyone else is doing it, you see. I don't know, but I'm not playing that game with these people anymore either. So you have to look around and see, what game am I playing? What am I doing here? Now, the reason why I bring this up and want us, myself included, to absorb it and know is because most of us have been in metaphysics quite a while. Quite a while, and you know this teaching, but you have to apply this teaching. You have to be able to use this teaching. And the only way you can use this teaching is by giving up all that other stuff. You see, people want what? People want money. You're never going to get money. I don't care how many affirmations you do, how many treatments you do, if you don't get rid of your lack and limitation consciousness. Because the lack and limitation consciousness is always running in the background, and it will take over. It will not allow you to get what you want. So you have to correct that and say, I'm not playing that game anymore. I'm not going to do that to myself. I'm going to give that up. I'm absolutely going to believe that this thing called metaphysics works, and that I can use it to bring into my life exactly what I want. See, most people just play the game of metaphysics. They like to go to church. They like to come to meetings. They like to do that. They are around positive people. And isn't this wonderful? Well, it's not the end-all, be-all, people. The end-all, be-all is to know that you are absolutely the center of the universe and that you are absolutely a creative individual. You're always creating. Now, most people think, oh, well, I meant to create something grand and marvelous. But you're always creating. It may not always be grand and marvelous, but you're creating it. And it's the mind that's doing that. It's your consciousness that's doing that. So we want to clean those areas up in our life. Otherwise, you'll be coming here for the next 20 years and be at the same spot you're in now. And that is not the way we want to run our lives. You see, not if you're in this teaching, it's all right. If you're not in this teaching and you think that this is all well and good, then do it that way. Do it that way. But do not allow, and I often use this term, become a puppet of your conditioning or become a puppet of the culture you live in. You see, all the rules and regulations that are out there are all man-made, and there's somebody, some man made them up, usually a Nazi of some sort. They make no sense, you see. So you don't have to play that game with anybody out there. You can be your own person, and you can create your own thing. What you believe is very important. It's not what I believe. You don't have to believe one thing that I say, but you do have to believe what you're saying to yourself. And if you don't like what you're saying to yourself and you're not getting what you want, you have to change the internal dialogue. You have to change that conversation with yourself. That's how it's done, by watching the movements of your mind. Where is my mind taking me now? Where is my mind taking me now? And in order to do that, in order to build a new world, I think in the Bible they call it New Salem or New Jerusalem, one of those. That means a new state of consciousness, and you have to get a new state of consciousness if you're going to raise your consciousness up. You see, you've got to think out of the box. You've got to stop playing games and thinking that's what life is. That is not what life is. It's been set up that way. And many people think, oh, yes, I have to get married and have 2.5 children. Who made that up? No. And has anyone seen a 0.5 child? I haven't seen a 0.5 child. But yet they tell you that's the normal person. He has 2.5 children. And they're quite understood that. Mm-hmm. Children and all that is absolutely marvelous. And if that's your thing, please go out and do it. But love yourself while you're doing it and realize I'm doing it because I want to, not because I'm forced by this culture and this society to do those things. You see, how many people in your lifetime have you heard, and I will use presidents, I'm going to Washington and I'm going to change that system. I'm going to get rid of that bureaucracy. I'm going to do this, that. We vote for them. And they get there and they can't change a damn thing. They can't change a damn thing. Because that system's in place. That system is in place. So you have to come up with a new system. You cannot change a system that's going on. You must change the whole thing into something different. And that's things morph into something, you see. And that we want. We want to change this world, and the only way we can change this world is by giving up these horrible ideas that we have of how the world works, how society works, how people work. You see, we have to give that up. First of all, we have to give up hatred of everybody and everything. Every human being on this planet, I don't care if they're terrorists or what they are, is a child of God, is a child of this universe, is connected to each and every one of us. We just can't go around blowing them up. You know, we just can't go around doing that. You see, it's not good for the world. It's not good for our consciousness. It's not good for their consciousness either. But little by little, we are starting to change. So in this month, let's try to change our whole attitude, our whole belief system, so that we finally understand this teaching and get out of it what you're supposed to be getting out of it. Instead of just, oh, isn't that wonderful? He thinks positive thoughts. You know, many people say to me, you teach a positive thinking, don't you? And I say, absolutely not. I do not teach positive thinking. I teach metaphysics, and positive thinking is a side effect. It's one of those wonderful benefits from this. I don't teach positive thinking. Now, I hope that each and every one of you think positively. I will encourage you to think positive, because you receive more from the universe when you're in tune with it. The universe is positive, you see, and we want that positive energy, that positive vibration from the universe to come through us. You see, to come through us, and it can come through us, but then we get negative, don't we? And as soon as you get negative, the universe stops. The universe isn't going to come down and help you when you're negative. I don't know why people think that's going to happen for them. The universe is intelligent. It's going to stay away. Don't you stay away from people when they get negative? You know, I don't want that negativity around. We just don't want it. Everyone remembers Maya Angelou. Mm-hmm. And she died recently, months ago. Well, she would not let anyone in her house say anything negative. If they started anything negative, she asked them to leave, because she did not want it in the walls of her house. She did not want it contained within the walls of her house. Negativity is a toxic, very toxic thing. And we don't want to play that game either. You know, when I was younger, it was fun to be negative. You could get a laugh out of it and all that kind of stuff. Jeez, I'm really sorry. Important call. So we want to stay positive. That is one of the main things that you want to do with your life and with your mind. And you want to think wonderful thoughts about the world and about yourself. I often hum or sing around the house, what a wonderful world. What a wonderful world we live in. You have to know that this is a wonderful world. Most people do not know that. You say, most people think it's a struggle. They hate the world they live in. They can't stand the traffic. They can't do this. They can't do that. Now, is this a peaceful mind? Do you think this mind is going to achieve something? No. It may achieve negativity. And a lot of it. And if you look out and you see all this, well, how do they have all this money and all? How do they do that when they're mean and hateful? You can get money when you're mean and hateful.
How do you handle a situation when a person picks the worst thing on you and comments about it? How do you respond to that?
How would I respond?
How should a person respond to that?
Well, I would look at that person and I'd say, well, thank you very much, but surely there's more to me than that. Surely there's more to what I'm wearing than that, because you don't like... Anyone who nitpicks, you cannot nitpick. When you start to nitpick, you're down the drain. Why don't you nitpick? Why is it one of those things that you cannot do. Because God does not nitpick people. God does not nitpick, and God does not criticize. God does not critique things. We do that. See? And we have to give that up, you see? That idea. And the idea of judgment. We judge people all the time. You cannot judge. You have no idea. Everyone is going down a different road. Everyone has a different journey. Everyone has a problem. Everyone has something going on. So you have to give them compassion. You have to show them compassion. That's what this universe does. Absolute compassion. And that's what this thing called God is, nothing but love and compassion. And we must find that in ourselves, draw that out of our own self, so that we don't continue to play this game that has been going on for 40,000 years. Now, how they figured out 40,000 years, I don't know. But I'm always amazed at when I hear these different things. But it's probably absolutely true. It's been going on for so many centuries. Now, look at this man called Jesus who appeared on the planet 2,000 years ago with this wonderful idea, love your neighbor as yourself. 2,000 years later, is anyone doing that? Is anyone doing that? Very few people are doing it. Now, you see, after 2,000 years, don't you think we've got to learn? We cannot learn because we're in this damn Newtonian-type world, and we're in this world that we learned from somebody else. We've learned every one of our emotions from somebody else. They're not true emotions. You say, oh, I over, whatever. You didn't learn that from yourself. You learned that from somebody else. You pick up all that stuff from your parents and the people you're around. Look at funerals. I used to go to funerals. People cried at funerals. Why do you have to cry at a funeral? If you realize that life is still continuing, then you should be happy and clap your hands and stuff. No, you have to cry. Why? Because that's a cultural or a social mechanism going on. And we just take for granted, well, that person died, I have to be sad. Why do you have to be sad? I don't know. 40 years ago, when everyone was dying of AIDS, I used to go every week to a memorial service or a funeral. Then I stopped. Why did I stop? Simply because I got so tired of a minister standing up there saying they showed so much courage. They suffered, but they showed courage. I thought, what the does that mean? You're dead. I don't care. You see, what does that mean? It means nothing. And we learned that from other people. So much courage. They fought cancer so hard. They were so brave. Brave, my eyeball. You know? First of all, don't get cancer. You see? Metaphysicians should not be sick. Metaphysicians should not get anything or have cancer, any of that stuff. That is the one thing that we have to learn. If you want to give up the game and don't play it any longer, you have to realize how powerful you are. You see? And not turn it over to all these other things. In a pinch, now don't get me wrong and rush out here and stop your medications and so forth. In a pinch, it's all right because it's a crutch and you're using that. And in this teaching, we say God is in a pill or a prayer. But you have to use wisdom with everything that you're doing. You just can't turn your life over to the medical profession. There's a wonderful ad on television. I just think, who wrote that? A man has maybe AFib or whatever he has. I don't even know what that is. I never heard that till recently. Well, I know it has something to do with Mark, but you never heard AFib before. So anyway, this guy says, I think there is a better way. And I was thinking to myself, geez, I've got, you know, there's something else out there and all, and I'm going to research this. And, oh, and then he says, and I researched this. I asked my doctor, where was the research? Where was the research, people? You see? You have to think for yourself. You have to do those things for yourself. You see? And we can do that. But we have to give up this idea of a Newtonian world where it's cause and effect and where we're, you know. That, why do you think my mother was wonderful? You know, she had more operations than you could shake a stick at. I told her she ought to join the circus as the scar lady. Oh, what's true? But, you know, anything, oh, you need a new hip, okay, fine. You need a new knee, okay, fine. You need a new arm, okay, fine. You need this, you need anything. She went anything because she absolutely believed in medicine, and she absolutely believed her body was like a car. She could replace the parts. Yeah. You cannot replace the parts, you see. You can't do that, see. So this idea of a clockwork, and that everything is run by a master clockman, you have to get that out of your head. It has seeped into us somehow, and we still use it. People out there, you know, what we call the flat world, they're still in a flat world out there. We have to learn to think past all that into a better thing. Here, quantum physics has been around 100 years, and so many people don't even know what it is, and they have no idea how to use it or what to do with it. But you have to remember that it's not a clockwork universe. It's an organic universe, people. It's an organic universe. And we have to know that. The same way we have to start realizing that this planet we live on is alive. You see, and we treat it like it's a dead thing. We take the oil out of it, we do all, we just damage it to no end. You know, the Indians are here on this continent 3,000 years or something. Never changed a thing. Never changed a thing. We came, we've only been on this continent 300 years and now we've changed everything. We move the rivers, we move the mountains, we do this, we do that. You see? We have to start thinking differently and we have to not play that game anymore. You see? Because it's just a game going on out there. We can stop at any time we want. You see? So anyway, with all the advancements, and there have been wonderful advancements. I'm delighted. You know, I don't want to live in a cave. I'd like heat and air conditioning, wouldn't you? I mean, I want that kind of stuff. The only way we're going to continue on this planet is by changing our thoughts and realizing that the universe responds to us. It responds to everything we think and everything we say. So we have to watch our thinking and we have to watch our words, our vocabulary, so that we can magnetize into our lives what we want. And that's all we're doing. We send out a vibration. It goes out and finds the exact same vibration and it comes back to us and it comes back to us. You see? So use that in your life. Use that wonderful thing that Andy loves, the imagination. See where you are and see where you want to be. And then know you can do that. You can be those. You can do any of that stuff. As soon as you get rid of all those negations in your mind. And you can do that. You know, if somebody says something horrible about you, it may hurt you. Once. Now, every time you think about it, you get hurt, you're doing it. You become your own punisher. And that's what's happened to us. We were taught to punish ourselves. The world teaches us that about punishment. And certainly, brand name religions always teach punishment. Retribution of some sort or other. The world has to change. The world has to change. And we can do that. We can change. We have to give up playing the games that we're playing with ourselves, with the people close to us. All those things have to change. Otherwise, we're going to leave a legacy of the same crap we inherited. And we don't want to do that, you know. And I'm not mad or angry with only those people. They did the very best they knew how, and they didn't think. And they were taught all that stuff, and they thought, well, this is a wonderful life, isn't it? Well, I was around all those people that thought they had a wonderful life. The cars, the houses, 2.5 children and all. They're miserables. They're miserable individuals. They don't understand one thing about the world, about the mind, you see. They let their mind just trample them all the time. Your mind is yours to use. Learn to use it and learn to use it correctly. And you can do that. It doesn't require that much. It requires a little effort, the effort of noticing. The effort of noticing what's going on in your life. So next week, I'll come up with an experiment for you, for all of us. And we'll do an experiment so that you can see how this whole thing works, you see. Draw into yourself what you want. Realize, oh, look how powerful I am. I can control these things. You have complete control. Does anyone remember that thing? Dominion? Do you remember the word dominion? Mm-hmm. We have dominion over everything. But we forget it all the time, don't we? We're the ones who have the dominion, you see. So, I'll come up with one that will be for everybody, and we'll all learn from it, so that you realize that this is a viable teaching, that you can use this teaching, that it's not just, you know, God walked across water or Jesus walked across water routine. That's all lovely, isn't it? But what good does it do you? You see? But good. Especially here in California, there's no water to walk over. Getting worse and worse, isn't it? So that's what we're going to do this month. And we're going to learn to stop playing games with ourselves, with other people, and with the world, you see. We buy into all this stuff and we think it's absolutely wonderful, you see. We buy, everyone bought into the idea of no pain, no gain. Somebody made that up, flipped that out there, and people have been using it for centuries now. And it's an absolute lie.
You have to suffer to be beautiful.
Oh, you have to suffer to be beautiful. You shouldn't even have the word suffer in your vocabulary, in your consciousness, in your thinking. You see, there's no such thing as suffering.
Buddhism, all life is suffering.
Yeah, well, that's another one that they do. Yeah, all life, and that's a religious thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's a horrible, horrible one.
Well, that's our main tenet.
All life is suffering.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forget what church does that, but there's
the
one.
Buddhist.
Oh, Buddhist.
Yeah.
Buddhist.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they learn how to, overcome all that.
Well,
somehow.
Attachment is the root of all suffering. Maybe.
Well, attachment is the root of all suffering. That's, you cannot get attached to anything.
That's right.
Why don't we get attached to something? Because it changes. The only thing that ever is real is change. You see. Now, why do we suffer if we do suffer? Because we want to slow that process down. We don't want something to change.
The only thing we ever know is real.
Yes.
We don't, there's some stuff we don't know.
Oh, absolutely. What we do know, if you think all this is real, it's not. But that's a after I've talked about that later on, you know. But it's the games that we're playing that's holding us back. We think, oh, this is the way this works. This is the way this system works. You've got to get that up. Andy, you have a probably, and I'm not picking on you here, you have an idea, I think, of how the industry really works, what you think the industry works. Now, let me see if I can make that a little clearer for you. You know that you have to have an agent. You know that there's such a thing as not a talent person. The people you go with, your casting agent. And anyway, they have this hierarchy, and you have this whole thing, and you're trying to play that game and stay in that, you know, that all the rules of the game. And the only way to succeed in life is to break those rules and do it your way. And I can name some people who did that and were very successful. One of them was Charles Nelson Reilly. He never had an agent. He never had an agent. When they say you can't be an actor without an agent, he did it all the time. So you have to look into that and say, oh, can I find a better way to play the game? Or can I stop playing their game and start playing my own game, you see? Because we believe. How many people have heard, oh, you'll never get anywhere without an agent? They see that not in that lie, but they keep telling you that long enough that you start to believe that, because they set up a system. They set up a game for themselves, and they're playing that game. You don't have to play that game. You can play the game that you want. All this can be absolutely done, and I think this month we're going to accomplish it. Because I love teaching this class, and I love metaphysics, but I want you all to get out of life what you want. There's no sense me sitting here talking week after week after week if you cannot do something with it. If you cannot make your life better, if you cannot make your mind better, if you cannot find something better in life, you see, where you know that you're connected to this thing called the universe, that universe is working in as and through you, that it wants to give you everything, you see. It wants to do that for you. But we're told differently, weren't we? What's the biggest one we were told? Work hard and you'll succeed. Working hard has nothing to do with anything, people. Working hard has nothing to do with anything. When you work hard, you perspire a lot. That's one of the things that it does. Now, we have a saying in the Bible which says, by the sweat of your brow, everyone thinks, oh, that means dig and walk and get all sweaty. Mm-hmm. The sweat of your brow means to think. Think. Use your brow. Think. That's what it means not to work hard, you see? For hundreds of years, we've heard this expression. Let go and let God. How many people have let go and let God? No, you say, I'm a little bit afraid of that. I better take care of that myself. I don't think God knows exactly what I want. I don't think, no, I can't quite let go. Now, I believe in God. I can't let go. Just can't let go. You have to let go. Does anyone remember the other thing? You must surrender. You must absolutely surrender to this power, to this thing. People are afraid to surrender because they think, oh, that now where's my life? Who am I? Well, you're a much better person if you let go and let God. And you'll be much happier and things will flow to you. You see, you should use this visualization. Think of yourself floating down the river. And as you float down the river, everything you want comes floating past you. Comes floating past you. Ooh, I like that. I like that. And I'll take two of those. This is what you should see. This is how you should see yourself floating down the river with everything you want floating past you. And you're allowed, allowed to take what you want. To take what you want. See? You have to start using this teaching in that way. So that you get a different idea. You see, you went, everyone went to church or wherever they went when you were younger, and they had all these rules and regulations, and you thought, oh, this is the way you're supposed to be. Look at that thing that we still call Christ the King. Christ was never a king. We see these wonderful paintings with Jesus crown, Mary crowned, you know. Well, why do we say, why is that? Well, because that's back then, that's what everyone was crowned and so forth. But we never give it up. We keep saying the same thing. You see, you can't do that to yourself. You have to say, no, I believe in God, that God is not a king. And not being crowned. If you think God is a king, then you have to supplement yourself to that. And you have to beg the king, can I have a little piece of property over here? Can I have this? That? There's no begging in this teaching. There's straightforward thinking. This is exactly what I want. Thank you very much. And know that it is on its way. You must know that it's on its way to you. Can you see that? In Science of Mind, Ernest Holmes said, when you do a treatment, if what you're treating for is in the deepest, darkest of Africa, you must realize that it's on its way to you now. That it's on its way to you now. Then you let that go. And you know that it's on its way to you. You do not try to say, oh, is it coming by Federal Express or UPS or the mail or this? No, you cannot do that. This is when you let go, you let God, you surrender to the whole thing, and it will come to you. It will come to you. So this month, we'll work on that, and we'll work on an experiment so that you can see how powerful you really are, that you can draw something into your life. You say, you only draw things into your life by rearranging what's already there. You see, everything's made from the same stuff, people. You just rearrange it. That's all we do in metaphysics. You know, that's what we do. We transmute things into something else. So think of that for yourself for the week. Give up the ideas that you hold about yourself. You know, what good did they're not serving you. They're not serving you. You do not need them, so why? But you entertain them, don't you? Because they're little friends of yours, aren't they? You're so used to them. Mm-hmm. Tell them it's time to go someplace else. Mm-hmm. Say, it's time now. Let's go.
Right. It's been long enough.
It's been long enough. I've tried
to.
Yes. This hasn't worked before, and I know it's not going to work now, so I'm giving it up. Okay. Do not play the game anymore. Get out of it. There's a wonderful thing that I read years ago about the only way you can win the war is to get off the battlefield. And you see, we will not do that, will we? We want to stand and fight. Don't do that. That's a horrible game to play. Give up the games that you're playing, and you will find absolute peace. And it's wonderful, and so are you, and so am I, and therein's the lesson. Thank you.